Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We're roughly halfway on our journey through Lent with the Messiah. How are you finding it so far? Hopefully you're finding it informative and encouraging as you consider and grow in your relationship with your Messiah, Jesus. Hopefully Handel's beautiful music has also enriched your experience so that it's not just at a head level, but it touches the heart as well. Unfortunately, I must warn you that today's devotion is not only the midpoint, but also the low point of the series. Because today we have to grapple with the significance and seriousness of the Messiah's death. Today's reading is from the so-called suffering servant passages from Isaiah, specifically Isaiah chapter 53 verses 4 to 6. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Let's pray. Lord, sanctify us in the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Recapping briefly our journey so far. On Ash Wednesday, we heard the call to prepare the way of the Lord, first from Isaiah and then from John the Baptist. John in particular emphasized that this preparation is one of repentance. Repentance for the forgiveness of sins. Through our commemoration of Ash Wednesday, including symbolically applying ash to our foreheads, we were reminded that it was because of humanity's fall into sin that God needed to send us a Saviour. And it's through repentance that we continue to prepare the way of the Lord in our own lives on a daily basis. In the following 2 weeks, we learnt more about the Saviour. We received reassurance that he comes for our good, not our punishment. The Messiah is very much God with us, as well as God for us. Last week we were even encouraged to rejoice, because our Saviour comes to us as our King. A King who does not come with violence and oppression, like earthly kings, but comes to his people with rest, sustenance and healing. Now all these insights are good and necessary. Hearing God's promises helps us to welcome rather than fear the coming of our Saviour. They help us to trust that he loves us, and they help us to return that love. But focusing only on the gospel only tells half the story. It risks hiding the true significance and cost of what our Messiah has done for us. And so today, we need to hear a good dose of God's law as well. To save us, our Saviour had to die a slow, painful death on a cross. And to add insult to injury, as we will hear in our final piece today, he was mocked and taunted even as he suffered physically. All the hate for God built up in humankind since the fall was poured out onto the Messiah while he hung on the cross. Lest we try and deny we had anything to do with that horrible crime, Handel reminds us in our next piece that we all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way. We might be tempted to look down on the people in Jerusalem that day and think that if our places were reversed, we would never do such a horrible thing. But sadly, no member of the human race can escape their part in the death of the Messiah. Singer-songwriter Robin Mann makes this point beautifully and hauntingly in his Good Friday song, When Our Life Began Again. As we sing in that song of the people involved in Jesus' trial, Robin has us confess, we were in the crowd that day. And as we listen to Jesus' words from the cross, we are led to acknowledge, I was one who nailed your hands. It was our sin that caused the Messiah to suffer and die. As Isaiah foretold centuries beforehand, surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. That is the reason that Jesus became God's suffering servant, and it is truly a difficult thing to face if we face it honestly. In these words from Isaiah, we feel the full weight of God's law. We feel the full force of its accusation as accomplices to the death of our Saviour, Lord and King. It's not surprising that many people turn away at this point and seek to deflect or discount their feelings of guilt and shame. But please, don't turn away yet. If you do, then you might miss the most important part. In willingly going to the cross, Jesus took upon himself everything that we deserved. And in return, he gave us everything that we didn't deserve. Luther calls this the joyous exchange. And it's truly joyous. The Messiah took upon himself our sin and our guilt and gave us his innocence in exchange. He became accursed under the law so that we might be blessed. For this reason, Isaiah can commingle the accusations we just heard with words of comfort. The punishment that was on him brought us peace. And by his wounds, we are healed. The Messiah's crucifixion has paradoxically brought us peace with God. And the hurt which he suffered has brought us healing from sin and the suffering caused by sin. Yes, we all like sheep have gone astray, but the Good Shepherd has gone out, found each one of us, and brought us back into his flock. That is why the Apostle Paul insisted on only preaching Christ crucified to the Corinthians. Paul admitted himself that the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. The power of God includes, of course, the resurrection. The resurrection of the Messiah, which in turn underwrites the promise of our own resurrection. Those are the themes of the remaining two devotions in our series, so I won't say anything further about them now, other than the resurrection makes all this suffering and death worthwhile. The events post-crucifixion can make the Messiah's exchange truly joyous. And that is why Isaiah can end the suffering servant passage with these words. After he has suffered, he will see the light of life and will be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant will justify many, and he will bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will give him a portion among the great, and he will divide the spoils with the strong, because he poured out his life unto death and was numbered with the transgressors. For he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. As we travel through Lent with the Messiah, we cannot escape the low point of our journey. The Messiah was wounded for our transgressions. It might make logical sense to human minds that a man dying on a cross could save us from eternal death, but that's how God chose to save us. The Messiah's death has reconciled you and me with God forever. And that is something to be joyful about. Amen. Now may the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will, and may he work in us what is pleasing to him, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory for ever and ever. Amen.